I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The head of the Central Africa Republic's Catholic Church has accused United Nations peacekeepers of, quote, conspiring with rebel groups to fan the flames of Christian-Muslim hostility. The accusation comes following a UN report about increased conflict across the country. In a joint statement between Muslim and Protestant members of the country's platform of religious confessions, religious leaders said that the crisis in the country started with, quote, bad governance, corruption, and clientelism, and poor wealth distribution. They added that instead of helping provide security for civilians, UN peacekeepers worked with rebels to, quote, commit crimes of a religious nature in order to create conditions for a revolt between communities. Following news of new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum, the European Union has signaled it is planning retaliation. The president of the European Commission stated, quote, it's totally unacceptable that a country is imposing unilateral measures when it comes to world trade. Both the European Union and Mexico have promised to impose tariffs on American products, with Mexico saying U.S. imports of pork bellies, apples, grapes, cheeses, and flat steel will be affected. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un voiced displeasure with what he called U.S. hegemonism while visiting with Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov today. Kim told Lavrov that he hopes to increase cooperation with Russia, saying that as they work on their political situation with the United States, he is also willing to, quote, exchange detailed and in-depth opinions with Russia's leadership. Kim's comments come as a North Korean official is in New York speaking with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on next month's planned summit. A massive support is being planned for Ellicott City, the Maryland town that has been hit with a massive flood twice in 3 years. Archbishop William E. Laurie of Baltimore will hold a mass at St. Paul Church in Ellicott City this Saturday, June 2nd. St. Paul is located on higher ground and escaped serious damage from both floods. It served as an emergency shelter after the flood in 2016 and is now being used as a staging area for crews trying to restore utilities throughout the region. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.